Production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International Network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, then this musical portrait, which we're beginning to sketch here, should be thoroughly comprehensible as an introduction to today's program. A young British gentleman named Simon Gledhill is playing for us, but he's not in England. And for the duration of this broadcast, neither are we. Hello, I'm Michael Barone with another Pipe Dreams broadcast, this one devoted to the many moods of the theater organ. Simon Gledhill has preluded us to our point of arrival and departure. The Castro Theater in San Francisco, along with the Oakland Paramount and the Berkeley Community Theater, will provide settings for today's California Capers. Well, California, here we are, and it's thanks to the Raymond Taylor family, and specifically to Dick Taylor and Ed Stout, master organ technicians, that we have the opportunity to enjoy a mighty Wurlitzer in virtually ideal circumstance, a good instrument in a good room with everything properly installed, regulated, and maintained. We started out at the Castro with a Jolson Da Silva song, California, Here I Come, played by young Englishman Simon Gledhill. Now, music by a British composer, William Walton, his Orb and Scepter March, performed at the Castro by American theater organist Clark Wilson, who appears here in a concert, part of the 1991 National Convention of the American Theater Organ Society. That was William Walton's Orb and Scepter March, transcribed for the theater organ and performed by Clark Wilson in concert for the American Theater Organ Society. We're at the Castro Theater in San Francisco. Clark will introduce a selection by Ferdi Grofe in just a moment after sharing this You're Damned If You Do and Damned If You Don't story.
I'm going to dredge out a piece of music here, and I hope you'll get all my reading through this. A couple of years ago, I did a concert, and I did the first half of the year, no music. And a friend of mine was out in the audience, and there were some elderly little ladies sitting in front of him and behind him. And at the end of the first half, he overheard the people in front of him, and one lady said to the other, "Well, this is all very nice, but I wonder if he doesn't know how to read music." Then I came back for the second half, and one of these read through the music, and after it was all over, he heard the lady behind him say to the other, "Well, that was all right, all very nice, but you think you know it by now." Some American music from Ferdi Grofe. This is called the Mississippi Suite, not as well known as his Grand Canyon Suite, but that's what I want to finish up with. Four movements, and there's a space between each of the movements, allowing me chances to move all the stop tabs around and try to get things registered properly for the next, so if you'll bear with me on that. I should read very quickly for you the description of Ferdi Grofe himself. The first movement is Father of Waters, and it says, "It sings in the upper regions of the river in dignified and quiet strains of piping, then it depicts the more turbulent and rapid stretches of the mighty stream." The second movement is called Huckleberry Finn. Inspired by Mark Twain's immortal story, it denotes the adventures of one of the great characters of American literature. The third movement is Old Creole Days. Brings a musical traveler further south to the cotton fields where Annie's lullaby is technically pictured. And then the final movement, Mardi Gras, portrays the colorful festival held annually in New Orleans, which brings to a close the glamorous winter festivities of this delightful old city in its charming French atmosphere. I hope you enjoy Ferdi Grofe's Mississippi Suite.
And so do I. Here is Clark Wilson with the American Theater Organ Society at the Castro Theater in San Francisco. That was the Mississippi Suite by Ferdy Groffé, the composer of the maybe somewhat better known Grand Canyon Suite. Those four movements were titled Father of Waters, Huckleberry Finn, Old Creole Days, and in the end here, Mardi Gras. Clark Wilson played in concert at the Castro Theater, San Francisco, participating in the American Theater Organ Society's 1991 National Convention. What we're listening to is literally a mighty Wurlitzer. It's actually a felicitous combination of various Wurlitzer components from instruments in Detroit, Brooklyn, Chicago, and San Francisco, a small Wurlitzer formerly of the State Theater in Stockton, California, seven ranks in its original condition, provided sort of the nucleus of this project. The present organ here at the Castro now has 21 ranks, and it's played from a four-manual console. Dick Taylor and Ed Stout provided the in-chamber magic. We'll come back to the Castro in a bit as our program proceeds. California Capers today on this edition of Pipe Dreams. I would like to think that every pipe organ, certainly every good pipe organ, is capable of moving heart and soul, lifting the spirit, sometimes in reverent ways or through awesome grandeur, sometimes with a lighter touch. And this should be true whether we have categorized the instrument as Baroque or Romantic, modern or antique, classical or a theater. Music is, after all, a universal language, and organs, the best of them, are truly instrumental sovereigns. And just as the classical organ need not be limited to the playing of church preludes, the theater organ has capabilities beyond charming show tunes, as we are discovering. This next work comes from the classical side of the repertoire, but even there it qualifies as something of a barn burner. It is a fiery toccata written some years ago by John Weaver, who now is a very respected and tenured teacher at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia and the Juilliard School in New York City. He must look back with some fondness, though, to this still very popular youthful endeavor of his. He wrote it when he was just a student. For our next few performances, we're going to move across the San Francisco Bay to the Paramount Theater in Oakland, California, where we hear a lovingly restored 26-rank Wurlitzer in its spectacularly rehabilitated 1931 Art Deco home. Lou Williams performs Toccata by John Weaver. was Toccata by John Weaver, played by Lou Williams at the Oakland Paramount Theater in California. Lou in concert with the American Theater Organ Society. He has degrees from Texas Christian and Southern Methodist Universities in Texas. Also studied at the Geneva Conservatory in Switzerland. For 8 years, Lou Williams was a staff organist at the legendary Organ Stop Pizza Restaurant in Phoenix. He'll be introducing what he's going to play next.
The next piece was written by probably, in my opinion, the greatest British theater organist of all time, and that was the great Quentin McLean. He wrote this piece, Little Piano Intermezzo, and recorded it at his resident theater in the southern part of London, the Trocadero Elephant Castle, which had a 4 annual 21 Grand Wurlitzer. And it is one of those nice little polychromatic 1930s etchings, kind of salon music. What the hell all that means. Just get in deeper and you just... Well, whatever. It's a wonderful little piece. And so from the pen of Quentin McLean, here is Battling.
Curio from the British Theatre Organ Repertoire, Babbling by Quentin McLean. Lou Williams performed in concert at the Oakland Paramount. And follows now with a somewhat sassier item, String of Pearls by Jerry Gray. String of Pearls, on display at the Oakland Paramount Theater with Lou Williams performing music of Jerry Gray in concert for the American Theater Organ Society. For souvenir seekers and collectors, this Oakland Paramount Wurlitzer is featured in a compact disc release by recitalist Jim Riggs, and from that, he plays a charming melody by Austrian composer Robert Stolz with the title My Sunshine Is You. On the Wurlitzer organ of the Oakland Paramount Theater, Jim Riggs has performed My Sunshine Is You, music of Robert Stolz from Austria. The album Paramount on Parade is available as a compact disc. The Bay Area in California would seem to be something of a theater organ lover's paradise. The work of the NorCal chapter of the American Theater Organ Society is evident at almost every turn. Their most recent ongoing project is at the Berkeley Community Theater, which is another Art Deco building, intended to serve both the city of Berkeley and the adjacent Berkeley High School. The complex includes two theaters, and it's in the 3,500-seat hall that this four-manual 33-rank Wurlitzer does its singing. Bay Area musician Kevin King, who seems to have been interested in theater organs for as long as he can remember, plays Leroy Anderson's Phantom Regiment March. Thank you. Phantom Regiment, that's the title of that music by Leroy Anderson, played in concert by Kevin King. We heard the 33-rank Wurlitzer pipe organ at the Berkeley Community Theater in California, and Kevin was taped as part of the 1991 American Theater Organ Society's National Convention. The ATOS has annual national conventions during early summer and various regional gatherings during the autumn months for folks interested in a concentration of theater organ experiences. There are ATOS chapters nationwide sponsoring concerts and workshops and restorations. And should you wish more information about this organization or want to plug into the theater organ world and learn a little bit more about what's going on, where, and when, jot down this address, Department PD, Post Office Box 551081, Indianapolis, Indiana, zip code 46205-5581. Or check the web atos.org. There's an alternative, theaterorgan.org, and that's spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. atos.org for the American Theater Organ Society. We're cutting some California capers today, exploring the theater organ scene in the San Francisco Bay Area on this edition of Pipe Dreams. Though we are indebted to a British inventor named Robert Hope Jones for the mechanisms which made possible the mighty Wurlitzer theater organ, there is perhaps nothing so quintessentially American as that mighty Wurlitzer. And in American music, there's probably no better loved composer, certainly from the 19th century, than the legendary Stephen Foster. So let's combine those two elements with a British recitalist, Simon Gledhill, back at San Francisco's Castro Theater to play for us this arrangement by Hanra. It's a Stephen Foster fantasy.
Thank you.
on the form annual 21-rank Wurlitzer of San Francisco's Castro Theater. Simon Gledhill has played a Stephen Foster fantasy arranged by Hanra. Some tunes I expect you recognized along the way. Concert performance there from the American Theater Organ Society. Simon turns to a British composer for his next selection. We have a collection here of nursery tunes from around the world set in a children's overture by Roger Quilter, a British composer whose music, perhaps not surprisingly, sort of like with Vaughan Williams and Elgar, sounds very British, even when translated to the mighty Wurlitzer. Here is Simon Gledhill once again.
Thank you.
That was the Children's Overture for The Young and Young at Heart, music of Roger Quilter of England, played by British theater organ wizard Simon Gledhill, a young fellow in his 20s who travels the world playing theater organ concerts in his spare hours. He is, in real life, a commercial banker. Well, now an unlikely pair. First, a scherzo by John Gart, who is an American accordion virtuoso, a piece which keeps the fingers moving rather rapidly. And after it, a morning song, the Chanson du Matin by Edward Elgar. It's one of a pair of orchestral miniatures, the other being the Night Song by Elgar. Simon Gledhill performs in concert at the Castro Theater once again. Simon Gledhill recorded at the 1991 American Theater Organ Society Convention, performing the Chanson du Matin, the morning song by Edward Elgar, and before that, John Garth's Scampering Scherzo. We're at San Francisco's Castro Theater, and Simon played the Elgar selection at the request of the Castro's organ technician, Ed Stout. It is a lovely piece. Well, this has been fun, I hope, exploring the lighter side of the King of Instruments today with some of California capers amongst theater organs and theater organists. Again, for more information concerning the American Theater Organ Society, on the web, you'll find them at atos.org, or Theater Organ, spelled with an R-E at the end, theaterorgan.org. And through the Postal Service, the address is Post Office Box 551081 in Indianapolis, Indiana, 46206-5581. And should you wish up-to-date information on these continuing Pipe Dreams broadcasts, which explore literally the entire world of organ music, do find us on the web at pipedreams.org. Or you can send a stamped, self-addressed return envelope with your request for our free sample of a quarterly program brochure. The ATOS address is included therein, as well as lots of other information about record companies and, well, the sorts of things that you need to know so that you can stock your shelves at home with the sometimes hard-to-find compact discs and tapes, which are included in our programs each week. Write to us at Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. And please tell us to which station you are listening. Also, don't forget to include that stamped, self-addressed return envelope with your request. Or, if you prefer, on the web, we are at pipedreams.org. Calvin Hampton commented some while back that the organ is sort of like a puppet. It can't really smile, but you can make it cock its head and pretend that it's smiling, make us think it's smiling. Well, certainly we smiled there. That was the dancing puppet, the waltzing doll, Poupée Valsante by Paul Dini, with Simon Gledhill playing some theater pipes, the Mighty Wurlitzer at the Castro Theater in San Francisco. Simon had the honor of making the very first compact disc on the Castro instrument, and it's from that CD that our final and very appropriate pairing of songs comes. They are all rolled up into one mighty ball, San Francisco and I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Here's Simon Gledhill. yes, San Francisco, where we have certainly left our hearts today. In this special theater organ edition of Pipe Dreams, Simon Gledhill played from his compact disc release made at the Castro Theater. It's about all we have time for here. Thanks to engineer Harry Heth for sharing the excitement of being there with his digital concerts tapes. Each week we visit some different corner of the organ world. I hope you've enjoyed this experience. Something quite different next week, most likely. I hope you'll be able to join me then. Funding for Pipe Dreams is provided in part by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by the Croywood Trust, and by supporters of public radio stations throughout the United States. Till next time, for Pipe Dreams, I'm Michael Barone. Thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.